And turning to church news, in his weekly general audience, Pope Benedict XVI sent a warm greeting to all those participating in the Arctic Symposium in Greenland and continued his catechesis on the founding fathers of the early church. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
This was the Pope's final general audience before making his apostolic voyage this weekend to Austria on the occasion of the 850th anniversary of the Marienzell Shrine. Speaking to the faithful in the Paul VI audience hall, the Holy Father continued his catechesis on the founding fathers of the early church, again reflecting on one of the great Cappadocian fathers of the 4th century, St. Gregory of Nyssa.
Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the teachers of the early church, we once again consider St. Gregory of Nyssa, one of the great Cappadocian fathers of the 4th century. At the heart of St. Gregory's teaching is the innate dignity of every man and woman, made in the image of God and called to grow more fully into his likeness.
Pope Benedict went on to say that this ascent to God calls for a process of purification, which, by his grace, perfects our human nature and produces fruits of justice, holiness, and goodness.
In all of this, Jesus Christ, the perfect image of the Father, is our model and teacher. Gregory insists on Christ's presence in the poor, who challenges to acknowledge our own dependence on God and to imitate his mercy.
During his audience, the Holy Father, speaking in English, sent his best wishes to those who are participating in the Arctic Symposium taking place in Greenland. The gathering is being organised by the Athens-based Religion, Science and Environment Organisation. This year, the 7th symposium will focus attention on this country, one of the world's largest but least populated islands, and will look at how rapid environmental changes there, such as the melting of ice, are already affecting the rest of the planet.
I wish to greet all the participants, various religious leaders, scientists, journalists, and other interested parties, and to assure them of my support of their endeavors. Care of water resources and attention to climate change are matters of grave importance for the entire human family.
Before heading back to his summer residence in Castel Gandolfo in the Roman hills, Pope Benedict imparted his apostolic blessing upon the crowd and thanked them for their warm response. I'm Lydia O'Kane.